Wasn't that a great game? I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget,
That moment.
As long as I live. My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
On average, I get out to one or two high school sporting events a week, and it's not unusual to be talking to someone after the game, and the very first thing out of their mouth is, "That game was a great advertisement for high school sports." And then they walk away with the biggest smile on their face, sometimes even if the team they were rooting for had lost, because they enjoyed so much watching school children play these games. Friday night was one of those nights, something which had all of the elements going in for a great game. And at the end of the evening, something that even the best copywriters on Madison Avenue or in Hollywood couldn't duplicate. It was first, a natural rivalry between two neighboring schools, one where the visiting team was the favorite. Second, the gymnasium was packed. Third, the student sections were enthusiastic, but they didn't go over the line, not even once. The favored visitors played the part for the first 10 minutes or so, but the home team clawed and fought back to tie the score with a buzzer beater just before halftime. The home team carried that momentum into the second half and built a double-digit lead midway through the final period. The determined visitors applied a full-court press and rallied to tie the score in the final minute, and had there been just one more second on the clock, their fast break at the end of regulation would have resulted in a victory. The overtime period went back and forth, with the home team taking possession with about 90 seconds to play with a score tied, and the point guard dribbling at midcourt in a suspense-building fashion to milk most of the remaining time off the clock until being fouled. Making only one of two free throws, the home team scrambled back to thwart a flurry of shots and putbacks by the visitors that kept falling off the rim as the noise levels in the gymnasium reached deafening levels. A home team player is fouled with 3 seconds to go while grabbing a rebound and can only make one of two charity tosses. The visitors still have life, but a midcourt shot goes wide as the final buzzer sounds. The Greeks have a word for what happened next: pandemonium. The celebration was on for the home team as the visitors' cheering section clapped to support their team. The players from the home team, though, quickly extracted themselves from the sea of humanity without the prompting of their coaches to pay their respects to their opponents by shaking hands. At the end of the court, the winning teacher coach composed himself after the emotional contest to talk with a couple of local television reporters, and he expressed the pride he felt for his team and the respect he had for the opponent. No talk about any one player, and the one player the TV cameras were pointed at next said the same things. And I can only figure that he must have been a team captain, because as he turned away from the interview, one of the cheerleaders gave him a big hug. And as the crowd began to disperse, I ran into a few people I knew, and the very first words out of their mouths were, "Wasn't that game a great advertisement for high school sports? It had everything you'd ever want in a game." And then they walked away with a big smile on their face. Of course, this scene was the same in dozens of locations around the state that night, or on any night, where people still gather to watch kids play in front of their fellow students for love of the game, for pride in their school and community, and as part of the educational process. A script which sells itself, and the beauty of high school sports. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.